6.8 billion of us, speaking 13,000 different languages, 194 countries. We occupy 13 different climate zones between land and sea, 910 different ecoregions spread over the 510 million square kilometres that is planet Earth. But we're only one species among at least 10 to 20 million. We have no idea of other species. We live on the third rock from the sun, and the rock weighs 6 kilograms with 24 noughts after it. This rock is moving around the sun at 30 kilometers every second. Not that fast, you might think, but that's 108,000 kilometers per hour, which would get you to Tesco and back quite quickly. The Earth keeps spinning, and around it, and it has done ever since it was created. And the very first words of the Bible tell us that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then it goes on to tell that story of God's creation that you've heard. Well, there are some fantastic places on our planet, and I need some people who are good at geography. And this all-age service means all ages are involved, so we're looking to all ages. All ages, geographers. Come on, you adults. Amy, would you like to come over this side? Come on, two more. Oh. So I want you to mark on the globe where these fantastic places are. Okay. With a cross, big cross. Where's that? Ooh. Okay, it's the Grand Canyon. Oh, well.
Sorry, I don't know exactly where it is.
Well, you put it in the middle of Mexico, actually, but. So, well, I don't know. I think you're equally. Oh, that's getting very close now. So I have to give it one mark to this side. Well done. Where's that? It is the Victoria Falls. Anne should know. Oh, very close. I think that's pretty even. I'll give you a mark each for that. Well done. Victoria Falls was on the border of Rhodesia and Zaire and, sorry, Zimbabwe. And this is Mount Everest, if you hadn't. Where's Mount Everest? Oh, in the middle of India. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'll have to give it to this side. Another mark to this side. Oh. Very good. Ten seconds. Cold, very cold at the moment. I'll have to give it to this side, I'm afraid, again. It is off Australia. Right, the largest lake in the world. Where is the largest lake in the world? The largest lake. It is. Oh yes, well done. Mark to this side. It is the Caspian Sea. Out Russia way. Largest lake. Pardon? Sea, lake, you know. Surrounded by water, land.
That's up here.
Right, the largest desert in the world. Largest desert.
Done it.
Very good. No, mark to this side. That's three all. You're a bit slow here. It's down there, it's down there. Antarctica.
You said desert.
Yes, it is a desert. And the lowest land on the earth. Where's the lowest point? The lowest place of dry land on this planet. Do shout out your encouragement. He's wrong, by the way.
It's
the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea. Sorry? Great Barrier Reef off Australia. The Dead Sea, which apparently is near the Caspian Sea now, is it?
Yeah, it got me.
No. Right, mark to this side, yes, it's Israel. And where's that? Last one. This could. Oh. No, sorry. You are the closest. Oh, no.
That wasn't real. Up here. Here, Josh.
I'm going to give it to this side. It is off South America. So, there. So, they're the winners. Well done. Thank you.
I did get a distinction in geography.
Well done, Josh. Thank you. They've all gone, I think. I mean, they said the basket's still around somewhere. So let's go back to that story from Genesis chapter 1. Now, again, need some volunteers here to bring up some articles that are lurking behind the barrier at the back. Thank you. Would this row like to... go to the back? So I'll shout them out if you can bring them forward when it's the turn. The first thing God created, if you look in Genesis chapter 1, was light. The Bible tells us that God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And then God thought, well, there needs to be a space to separate the waters of the heavens from the waters on the earth. So God made a space to separate the earth from the heavens, and he called it sky.